The Dawn by Jose Jacinto Milanes. I can but pity him, the one who lingers in dull slumber's thralls, while on his roof unnoticed fall the effulgence of the rising sun. Is there a purer, rarer treat than to leap off the wrinkled bed, and in the country lightly tread of dewy grass the carpet neat? I say the country, for I ween sweet morning loses half her smile without there be soft winds the while, and much of blue and much of green. These are not had in town, where grey and cold and damp the misty gloom, as in a suffocating tomb, shuts out the morning smile of day. And then those rows of houses tall, with their grim faces rigid even, weary the soul, the light of heaven by fragments seems on them to fall. No, I must stray with footsteps free in some delightful rustic place, without a blur the virgin face of life-restoring morn to see. To see her in her robe of light, far in the crimson orient shine, like a pure maid whose smile divine elates the soul with chaste delight. Oh, is there one so poor of thought, and with a heart so dead and cold, who can at the break of day behold sweet nature's charms and love her not? See her with life and beauty new roll with the ever-murmuring river, with the lithe branches dance and quiver, sparkle in the resplendent dew. Lo, in the reptile on the ground, erect and nimble in the brute, delicious in the hanging fruit, smiling in all the flowers around. Ah, me, I do remember well, when but a simple beardless boy, how oft and with what eager joy came I upon such scenes to dwell. Now would a butterfly's light wings entrance me with their gaudy hues, then would I set myself to muse upon a rose and dream such things. And always gay, 'twas natural, care had not yet impressed its furrow upon my brow, nor had of sorrow tasted my lips the bitter gall. Those days of boyhood vanished soon. Anon I felt love's burning sting, and then I deemed a foolish thing to dote on hill and sun and moon. Ungrateful that I was, but how severely nature did I pay for my neglect. She who for aye had vowed to love forgot her vow. Most bitterly I wept and yearned for her dear presence, and my strength I feared me would have failed. At length peace to my shattered heart returned. Oh, what an anguish most sublime 'tis to forget! But ah, at last the iron chain that bound me fast fell 'neath the steady strokes of time. Time, who with hand unseen and noiseless pours on our raven locks his snow, quenches the light in eyes that glow, and beauty's lips makes pale and voiceless. And now once more I love to stroll and view sweet nature at this hour, for then her freshness has the power to soothe the fever of my soul. But still I feel deep in my breast the old wounds bleeding, and I sigh whene'er I happen to pass by, hand clasped in hand, two lovers blessed. And even sometimes, if I hear the tender whisperings, fraught with meaning, of two palms to each other leaning, I feel a loneliness most drear. If on a bough I see alone two birds exchange delightful lays, if two stars blend their amorous rays, if two waves rolling into one, if two clouds in the heavens glide, and on their way their shadows mingle, if two paths meeting form a single, if two hills standing side by side, I linger, and with gloomy mood remember that I'm loved by none, and while so many a mated one there be, I weep in solitude.